your time is running out. I'm talking here and now, I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done, it's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your show host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, welcome to 2021. And what is your goal for the year? I know in my world, everybody's goal seems to be weight loss. It has permeated my life beyond control, as every start of the year has. And if your weight loss goal is to lose weight and keep it off, then I am happy. Most people like to start the year with losing weight, and unfortunately, they don't end the year with accomplishing it. In fact, you've heard me say this time and time again, 95% of people are unsuccessful with that feat. So I thought, let's set ourselves up with success. Well-planned goals can help you convert your thoughts into action. And I need to teach you, and I need to teach all of my clients, how we can create successful weight loss goals. Weight loss goals can mean the difference between success and failure. Realistic and well-planned weight loss goals can keep you focused and motivated. They provide a plan for you to change as you transition into a healthier lifestyle. But not all weight loss goals are helpful. The problem with today and today's society is these unrealistic and overly aggressive weight loss goals can undermine your efforts. Right before I came here today, I had two members sign up for my program, and both of them expressed to me why they failed on their last attempt to weight loss, and it was exactly that. Unrealistic, overly aggressive weight loss attempts. Keto, intermittent fasting, sure they work, but they are unrealistic. Use the following tips for creating goals that will help you reduce your weight, but yet also improve your overall health. So what I want you to take from today's episode is to focus on the process of goals. Don't focus just on the process of losing your weight. You need to kind of get into your mind the goal process, and that is going to help you incredibly. Goals for weight loss can focus on outcomes or the process. An outcome goal, what you hope to achieve in the end, might be to lose a certain amount of weight. While this goal may give you a target, it does not address how you're going to reach it. The process is the necessary steps that are needed in order to achieve this desired outcome. For example, a process goal might be to eat 5 servings of fruits or vegetables a day, or to walk 30 minutes a day, or to drink water at every meal. Process goals might be particularly helpful for weight loss because they will help you focus on changing your behaviors and improving your habits. And those of you that listen to my show and those of you that are on my program know that I am a broken record when it comes to talking about changing behaviors and instilling these habits. In fact, I had a call yesterday with a client of mine, and I hope she's listening because she promised that she was going to start listening to my show all the time. And I said, do you remember 3 years ago when you started with me, I talked about the number one thing that I want you to learn from me is habits. And teaching you the right habits and behaviors. And here I am 3 years later still preaching that, because that is the number one thing that you should set yourself up with. So there is something new that I want to unveil to you. about setting goals. And it kind of comes in the form of an acronym. And so since you're listening and not watching, you need to kind of envision here the word SMART, S-M-A-R-T. And I want you to envision me spelling that out, and each one of those letters is going to stand for something. A SMART goal is a goal-setting strategy that is SMART. It is a goal checklist. And each one of these letters actually stands for something. And so you're going to use this as a checklist to help ensure that you are following this process of goal setting to make sure that you stick to this. And this doesn't just apply to weight loss. You can use this for a multitude of other things. You can share it with your kids if you need them to stick to their goals for school or for sports or for cleaning their room, whatever you need them to be. So be sure that your weight loss goals or whichever goals you need to set has a process goal or an outcome. And you need to meet the following criteria. So S, specific. A good goal includes specific details. For example, a goal to exercise more is not specific. Exercise is too vague. So a goal to walk 30 minutes after work each day is specific. You are declaring what you want to do and how long you want to do it and when you will do it. It is very specific. So set yourself up with a specific goal. M for measurable. You need to have a measurable goal. Then you can objectively determine how successful you are at meeting this goal. A goal at eating better is not measured, but a goal of eating 1,400 calories a day can be measured. It's concrete. You could see it. You can measure it. Another example is a goal of riding your bike isn't measurable, but a goal of riding your bike for 30 minutes, 3 days a week is measurable. So I'm hoping that you're starting to understand and see the difference here. When we don't set ourselves up with a measurable standard, we don't do it. This creates a foundation for us to follow. The next one, the letter A in SMART is attainable. An attainable goal is one that you have enough time and resources to achieve. For example, if your work schedule doesn't allow you to spend an hour at the gym every day, then it's not attainable. However, if a two-weekday trip to the gym or two weekend trips is attainable, then plug that into your schedule. If a particular type of exercise, such as running, is too difficult for you, then running every day is not something that you should select as attainable. I just had a conversation with one person last week, and then it springboarded into me sharing the same conversation with many others, so I'm going to share it with you as well. Oftentimes, people relate their former exercise schedule to what they feel that they should continue doing later in life. For example, this particular person said to me she used to run every day for an hour, and now she's older and she can't keep up with that regimen, and she works and she has kids, and she's not physically able to run every day for an hour. Therefore, she's not running or exercising at all. So my advice to her was, don't create that burden on yourself, and don't feel that you have to meet those standards that you once had for exercise. Create something that is attainable. And my suggestion was, don't run at all. How about select something that you can do? How about do a cycling? How about do a power walk? And how about do it 3 days a week for 20 minutes? Stop trying to do what you once did, because there is no point in feeling like you have to do that anymore. And that advice has helped so many people. So make it attainable or it's not going to happen. Finally, the R in SMART is relevant. It is extremely important to set in relevant goals that are meaningful to you and what you are trying to accomplish in your life right now. Don't set goals that someone else wants you to obtain. ask yourself what's more important to you and then determine your goals. Is weight loss a priority to you? Is it important to you to lose weight? If so, ask your doctor to help you determine a daily caloric goal or hire a nutritionist to help you come up with what is a realistic and relevant standard for you to follow. And this relevant also ties into the example above that I gave with the exercise. Don't feel that you have to follow an exercise regimen that might not be relevant to you. Don't feel that you have to get on your Peloton bike for 45 minutes or 90 minutes because that's what your friends are doing. So you need to do what works for you, or it's not going to happen. And finally, the T in SMART is time limited. Pick your goal and set a deadline accordingly. For example, if you want to lose 10 pounds, circle a finish line on the calendar that you'd like to strive for, but don't feel that that is the tell-all, do-all to achieve it on that date. Give yourself a time limit so that you can be motivated and stay on the course. But our bodies are going to do what our bodies are going to do. And I'm a firm believer in not making our minds feel that we have to accomplish a weight loss goal by a certain date. Unfortunately, it is not as easy as burning 35 calories and losing a pound. And oftentimes we feel such stress with the time restriction of needing to lose that amount of weight by a certain time. Just yesterday, I had somebody ask me how long it would take her to lose 20 pounds because she wanted to book a trip. And I said, I am absolutely not answering that because you are going to do this and you are going to feel better. You're going to make changes and change your habits. And eventually, you are going to hit that goal. And I don't want you to do that with the pressure of feeling like you have to meet a certain deadline in order to take that trip. That is setting yourself up for complete and utter failure. So let's talk about long-term and short-term goals. If you are just listening, you are listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about SMART goals. Irene Cook from Get You Fit, Fitness and Nutrition, and I'm about to talk about the difference in long-term and short-term goals. And this is really, really important because this is another reason why people aren't able to keep their goals and maintain them. Long-term goals help you focus on the big picture. And this is equal to building a house. And I use that analogy oftentimes. Building a house is a long process. It takes a long time. There's a lot of planning and there's a lot that goes into it. This is not something that you're just going to go to the store and buy. They can shift your thinking from simply being on a diet to making lifestyle changes. By long-term goals, they seem very difficult because they are really, really far away. You may benefit from breaking down a long-term goal into a small series of short-term goals. So just like building a house, you have your stages. You can't just go to the store and buy a house. And if you are buying an existing house, and even that has its stages. But when you are losing weight, you cannot look at it as something that's going to happen overnight. And if you have a lot of weight to lose, or even just a little amount of weight to lose, you do need to break it into stages. Your outcome goal is to lose 15 pounds, let's just say, and you might want to break that into smaller clusters, perhaps 7 pounds, and have that be your first little stepping stone. Maybe you want to do 4 pounds at a time, and every time you lose 4 pounds, then in your head, that is one small goal accomplished. This way, this process of goals is a little less cumbersome to you mentally and actually physically. An example of a process goal might be to walk 30 minutes a day, and you currently don't walk at all. So you might want to walk 15 minutes a day for 2 weeks and then add 5 minutes each time to add onto that. So that's another example of how you could improve your walking if you aren't walking at all. So if you take somebody that doesn't exercise, period, and you want to tell them you're going to start this huge exercise program, it becomes very cumbersome. So allowing small clusters of building up into that is going to be extremely helpful. I'm a marathon runner. You guys all have heard that story before. I grew up a non-athlete. How does somebody that doesn't work out ever, has never run a single mile at all till the age of 34, end up running 51 marathons? It did not happen because I woke up one day and cranked out 26 miles. You know, it's one step at a time, literally. And you will learn to love it. And this is no different than a doctor going to school for his schooling for medicine. If he were to think about all that schooling that he or she has to finish as a freshman in high school, it would be insanely overbearing. So small clusters, undergrad, graduate school, residency, so on and so forth. Next important piece of advice, and this one is so important, you must allow for setbacks. Setbacks are a natural part of behavior change. Everyone who has been successful has had setbacks in their life and has experienced these. It's better to expect them and to develop a plan for dealing with them. Identifying potential roadblocks, such as a big holiday meal or an office party, for example, and brainstorming specific strategies to overcome them can help you stay on course and get back on course. This piece of advice is essential. More than likely, if you take a minute to think about your last diet that you went on, it is more than likely that I can assume you went into it thinking that you were going to nail it. It was going to be perfect. You were never going to have another cookie again. You were going to ace it. That is the wrong kind of thinking. I tell people all the time, it is not going to be seamless. You have to allow for these setbacks. You have to brace yourself for them, and you have to expect to learn from them, because there is only one way that you are going to get stronger, and that is from learning from these mistakes. And that certainly is how I became this weight loss expert, because I've learned from so many of my mistakes. And every party I went to where I dove into the guacamole dish and ate way too much, I took that information and I learned from it, and I set myself up for the next time I went to that party, and what to do when I had to face that guacamole dish. And now I know what to do. And so you have to allow for these setbacks, and you cannot beat yourself up for them. Because if you do that, you're never going to get over it, and you're never going to learn. So finally, you need to reassess and adjust your goals as needed. Be willing to change your goals as you make progress in your weight loss plan. Ideally, if it was a perfect world, your goals would be what they start at and end at. But unfortunately, we start small and we achieve success, and you need to be ready to take in and on larger challenges. You might find that you might need to adjust your goals to better fit your lifestyle. If you set yourself up and your goals and objectives and targets or intentions are not what you think you can maintain or achieve, then there is absolutely nothing wrong with changing that. For example, if you set yourself up to work out 4 days a week and you can't do that, and you find yourself overwhelmed and you decide that you can only get there on the weekends, is it better to never go at all and start your poor eating habits, or is it better to just go on the weekends and do what you can? When you stop and think about what I just said, it's ridiculous that people usually just quit. They can be a happy median. There's a personal or support that will help you through this, and that's where you need to find a support system, whether it's a friend, whether it's a spouse. It's important that you let them know what your goals are, and this will help you take ownership of them. There are many ways that you can make these goals your own and base them on your values and share them with people that are close to you. You can reward yourself and achieve these goals, and goal accomplishment are based on how you motivate yourself to achieve these goals. So finally, goals accomplished based on values. One recommendation is to link these goals to a value. And if weight loss is your goal, you need to value it, and the goal should be diet related. It should not be something that is something that you're going to give yourself and reward yourself with food, for example. I hear that all the time. I lost 10 pounds and we're going to go to an all-you-can-eat buffet. So you need to balance this and balance your life with it so that it is something that you can do long-term. Your balance of work and your balance of diet and your balance of goals is extremely important in order for you to achieve these goals. When you're achieving them, you're more likely to succeed when you have this balance in your life. If you've not considered setting these goals, then I think you should sit down maybe with your family and think about it with them. If you don't include your support system and they don't know what you're doing, you have no one to share it with. And oftentimes people take on these huge goals without letting family members know what they're doing. Creating a plan is going to improve the probability of achievement. The problem most people have with goal accomplishment is they create this workable plan, but they create it alone. Creating a plan might seem very complicated at first, but if you bring on a support system, whether, again, it's family, work people, or a coach, it is not going to be as difficult as you feel that it is. Your plan for a goal should be to set up smaller, achievable milestones that relate to an overall goal. If your plan is to complete your bachelor's degree, for example, there should be specific tasks that you need to accomplish, which are measurable and achievable, again, known as the SMART goals. So talking about SMART goals, I want to review them one more time. Specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timed. Very, very, very important. These goals will help you prevent the frustration that occurs and that will eventually lead to quitting. Weight loss is not a tangible thing. And I know that you could see it, of course, but it's also very ambiguous. And this is why this goal is so much trickier. And this is why this goal is so much more difficult for people to obtain. So do yourself a favor. Think of that acronym. SMART goals. Make it specific. Make it measurable. Chart it out. Whether it's water, whether it's exercise, whether it's calories, maybe it's sodium. Make it workable. Share it with your friends. Don't have it be too narrow. And certainly don't set yourself up for failure. One thing that you should never do also is don't give up too soon. that all or nothing approach is definitely something that I see all the time. This could be very discouraging for people that feel that they always have to take it all or nothing. And the biggest piece of advice that I can give you is pursuing a dream and fulfilling your greater purpose requires a broad vision, and one that goes well beyond the intimacy of the next SMART goal. SMART goals can serve as checkpoints in your journey to help keep you on the path towards success. It's important to measure your progress by growth and effort as well, because it is the growth and learning along the way that are the most of your value. And the best part about this is you can do it. So set yourself up for success and have a great 2021.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done, it's about what you've done.